So we're just going to ask each other a few questions and see how they answer it. So...
Hey guys, my name's Blaze.
And I'm Aiden.
And welcome to the first episode of Blah Podcast.
First and foremost, we would like to thank you guys so much for all the incredible support we've got with our teaser episode. If you haven't already, you can go and follow us on Instagram at Blah Podcast.
So, if you didn't already know, the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship. Before you called me a bandwagoner, like the rest of Canada, just know I'm actually a Raptors fan. I wouldn't call myself a basketball fanatic or anything, but my mom and grandpa have been going to the games since literally forever, so I was kind of born into it.
So yeah, the Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions, and this is amazing. It's been 24 years in the making, which is absolutely incredible. I think that it has such a significance for everybody who's been with it since the start. It's so great. We got a great team together this year, and Nick Nurse, our coach, was absolutely amazing.
For the first time ever, Canada got to host the parade. And, well, it was pretty wild.
Yeah, so we got our parade on June 17th, 2019. And it was pretty good. A few mishaps went along, but it went pretty wild, but it was pretty good.
A few, yeah.
They're
cool. Aiden, literally, it was 6 hours. It was supposed to be 2. It started an hour late, and there was a shooting and a stabbing.
Yeah, that was not good. And we also didn't get to see Drake perform, so.
Yeah, Toronto was definitely not ready for this. Yeah. Over 2 million, for sure.
Yeah. That was crazy. And, like, they definitely should have fenced it off because, like, everybody was just, like, coming into the streets.
It was not good.
Yeah.
It was a whole mess.
That was not a time.
I was actually there and then left. So that was a good choice on my part because it was just crazy.
Yeah, I was going to go. And, like, the night before, I was like, hey, Dad, I'm setting my alarm for, like, 9 a.m. I'm getting up. And my dad's just like, Aiden, no, you're not going to the Raptors parade. And I'm like, what, why? And because he's like, there's definitely something's going to go wrong. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
no.
And it did.
And of course, something did. He called it.
Well, the whole series has been quite entertaining, especially with Drake on the sidelines. I mean, all of the shade, that was great. Like the Cry Me a River hoodie, I actually need one of those. Can someone get me one?
Yeah, yeah, we need one. But yeah, it was great. It was absolutely probably one of the most entertaining events that's gone on in 2019 so far,
but yeah. And game great. Six.
Game six. Oh my Oof. Gosh! What they said, what I heard from the announcers was literally a couple of seconds left in the game.
Yeah, point nine.
Into like point nine seconds.
It was literally like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it was
10-15 minutes. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I remember.
And that
we had a science exam the next day.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Oh my gosh, it was such a rip because I was supposed to be studying, but I stayed up watching the game.
Like during commercial breaks, I was reviewing my notes.
Yeah, and the game ended up at what, like 11:30?
Yeah, I was up for so long.
Yeah, like I was trying to like be in bed by like 10, but I was watching the game, and then just when I thought, okay, at least I'll get to bed before midnight. Nope, everybody's screaming on the street.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Couldn't get to bed. It was crazy.
Curry with that last shot. That, he lost the series.
I thought that was going in.
Like,
that could have gone in.
When we lost possession, and then Curry, I was like, wow.
He fell short, too.
It was just horrible.
No, but, like, especially who was it who called timeout? That ruined it.
Nick Nurse that called timeout. Apparently, Kawhi wanted a timeout, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure. I mean,
we don't know.
Okay, but like
we
Fred
were on
VanVleet,
a run. Oh,
yeah, Fred.
Fred
VanVleet, don't even get me started. He was like, so good. Third and fourth quarter, he completely
no, but
carried.
The fourth quarter? Are you kidding? Like that was he played for his life.
What did he get? Yeah, he got like 12 points or something.
Literally, like
in the fourth quarter,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
It was absolutely incredible. But yeah, I thought, oh my gosh, yeah, it was amazing.
Good job, Toronto.
Even Lowry in the first two quarters.
Oh, Lowry! Oh wow, bang! Started off.
He came in clutch. He was good.
So,
we got a good lead, and then kind of
came back.
You know
what? It was
there,
so close. Literally, I was dying. Like, I couldn't sit in the room for, like, the whole time. Like, I had to just, like, walk around.
I know. I had to take walks. Commercial breaks. I'm studying. It was rough.
Yeah, it was just, wow. But we did it, and the parade was kind of a success. And hopefully we can do it again. Do you think we can do it again?
I think we can. If we...
Yeah. Kawhi better stay.
If he stays.
Oh, my gosh. Though he has no reason to stay.
He has
two rings, MVP for both. Like
the only reason he has is you can see when he's up there. Like I don't remember who said it. I think maybe Drake said it at the parade yesterday when he was on stage saying something about how when they asked why, like, what's the significance of this, and he just answered like, gotta ask somebody from Toronto.
Yeah.
But like now I feel like he's a part of this Toronto.
I don't know.
Family.
Apparently his family doesn't like it here. So I think they're leaving.
I think they're gone.
Yeah.
But like
Like, the Kawhi dying did not work.
You see him and Lowry, and, like, they're hitting it off well.
Yeah.
They're good buds now.
DeRozan. So. Oh, yeah. No.
True.
Lamb to the slaughter. Just, yeah. That was a horrible, heartbreaking trade, but, like, we had to the win. Like, there's no way we would have won without Kawhi.
Like, I'm, like, my hypothesis, a little bit of science in there, is that he stays for, like, a bit. 2-3 years. No, 1 or 2 years, maybe. Short-term contract. Because, like, he's eating for free at high-end restaurants. And, like, Raptors are willing to pay him, like, pretty penny.
Yeah, so but can we good. Even afford that?
Like, we definitely can't. Like, we're spending more on him than
exactly.
Than
anything but else. Danny Green.
I know.
That one game. The one game. Yeah. That was great. Totally underestimated him, like the rest of the world, but... Yeah, good job, Toronto.
Yeah, let's go, Toronto Raptors. All right, so now we're going to do a little bit of a Q&A so you guys can get to know us a bit more, considering this is the first episode. So we're just going to ask each other a few questions and see how they answer it. So,
Aiden, so, like, what do you do after school?
So, we were joined by a special guest, Bella.
Yeah, hi, Bella.
Hi, Bella. Bella's Blaze Dog. In the recording studio with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, for that question, after school, I do a lot of acting and dancing. So, yeah, it's pretty busy times. Most of the week after school, I'm heading up to the dance studio to dance and vocal lessons and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's a fun time. Not a lot of time to do homework, but that's okay.
But, yeah, you're still getting A's.
Yeah. Still pulling A's. Yeah. Blaze, what do you do to prepare for school in the morning?
Okay, literally, my morning routine consists of me waking up, then not getting up for, like, forever. Then I'm like, oh, I have to leave. So then I just rush everything. Like, I have zero time to do literally anything. I'm supposed to walk my dog, but then I don't. Oops. Sorry about that.
Rip for Bella.
Sorry, Mom. If you're watching this, listening, whatever.
Hope she is. Yeah. Shout out right there. But yeah.
I just go to school. Like, I live pretty close, so yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty soft. For me, my morning routine just consists of, like, me setting 5 alarms to wake up, starting at 5 a.m.
What?
5 through 7.
What do you do at 5 in the morning?
No, my first alarm's set for 5. Throughout the whole year, I don't know how many days of school year is, like 100 and something. No, more than that.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah,
remember 100th day? Like, that was a time.
Yeah, true. Anyways, I set my alarm for, like, 5 a.m., 5:30, 6, 6:30, 6:45, 6:50, 6:55, and 7.
What are you doing at 5, though?
I'm not. I haven't got up at 5. I just, like...
But why?
I like to get to snooze the alarm. And it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling. But, yeah, there's only been 2 times that I've woke up at 5. The first time was when I found out, like, I got Murdoch Mysteries. I woke up at 5 and I just binge-watched, like, season 7 of Murdoch Mysteries. So I could be prepared, get into the role. And then the second time... I was just, like, I was so prepared. I read this study saying, like, if you wake up at 5 a.m., like, your day is going to be so much better. You're going to feel like, I don't know why I did it. So I just, like, woke up. I saw this thing where you have to pour water on your face. So I just, like, dumped a bottle.
Okay, did it work?
It did. I got up. It was, like, it felt good, but I, like, crashed at 6 o'clock when I got
up. So, like, you did not have a good day. It's fake.
But I did get, I got a lot done because I got to, like, go for a run in the morning. I got to, like, watch TV for, like, an hour and a half. It was, like, nice.
Very
nice.
Productive.
Very productive. Finished a bit of homework that I didn't finish. But, yeah.
Aiden.
Yeah. I don't know. It's rough. Yeah. Blaze, what do you like to do on your weekends?
Aiden, ask it again.
Blaze, what do you like to do on your weekends?
Now that I don't do dance on the weekends, like, this is my first year that I don't have dance all day on Saturday. So, I've been doing some different things. Like, I sleep.
Yeah.
And, like, I actually hang out with my friends. And, yes, they do exist. Like, contrary to popular belief. And I just do my homework usually. Or, like, I hang out with my family because they're super fun. Yeah.
That's good. Fun times. We decided to do some truth or truth to really get to know each other. So you guys can see who we are. And just some embarrassing secrets maybe might come out. But yeah, so let's start it off. Do you want to start us off, Blaze?
Okay. What's the last thing you searched?
Oh, on my phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so Well, I leave my browser on incognito mode.
Ooh, Aiden, incognito.
Incognito, relax, relax, though. It's not for any bad reasons, just because, like, I like to search myself up a bit, see my ranking on stuff. But, yeah, I'm getting exposed on the podcast. But, yeah, anyways, so I have no idea. It was probably Aiden Bushy photos. That's the last thing I probably searched out.
Yikes.
But, yeah. Okay, I'm just reading through a few of these questions here. They're not the best. What's the first thing you would do if you woke up one day as the opposite sex?
I don't even know. What would I even do?
I have no idea. That's a good one. That's a good question.
Okay, there's so many things. What's the first thing, though? No, I'd probably scream. That's, like, realistically what would happen.
Scream, freak
I'd
out.
I'd be like, wait.
I'd probably freak out, yeah. I'd probably pinch myself, think I'm dreaming.
Yeah, like, I'd probably be, like, so confused. Like, I'd probably, yeah, I would scream. Yeah. That's the first thing.
Yeah, true.
What's your dream job?
My dream job, okay, there's a few things. First thing is, of course, acting, dancing, or singing. But maybe the podcast full time. Whoa, big moves. Yeah, dream job's pretty easy. Probably just, like, acting, maybe in LA, New York, something like that. Something fun like that, having a good time.
Like, I don't even know what my dream job is. Like, obviously, I'd like to do this podcast. But, like, my job to make, like, actual money.
Actual money.
Like I'd like to be a CEO of some company. Like, I don't know. But it'd be, like, something fun. So I get to live in LA because that's always a fun time.
Continue the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, just do something like that.
Okay. Of the people in this room, who do you think is the worst dressed? Definitely me.
Yeah, it's
definitely me.
What does that even say?
I think I'm wearing all black. I'm wearing a diamond shirt. It says diamond. I put it on this morning. I'm wearing Under Armour pants. And Blaze is just looking amazing as always. But yeah, I don't know. Definitely me. We had an exam this morning, so
yeah,
it was
did.
A rough time. Yeah.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
No, I fully have. Like, let's just be real. Like, not from a store. Like, I don't think...
Cops come knocking over here.
Stop. Like, if I have, it was definitely by accident. One time I actually, like, didn't pay for something and I realized it and it made my dad drive all the way back.
Yeah, that's happened before.
Get so guilty. Like, no, I'm like, my dad's like, oh, it's fine.
Fun story, I did steal something. More like 100 things one time.
What?
Hey, this is good. And it wasn't really stealing, but it was not good. So I was wearing, like, some weird hat, I remember. I think I was in a costume. For no reason. I was just wearing a costume. It was definitely like a fireman or a police hat. Yeah, I was fully wearing a police hat. Okay, so I was in a police costume just going out on the town with my mom. And we went into Remedy Music Store downtown Toronto. Yeah, shout out to Remedy. They just sell great stuff. Anyways, and they were giving out these piano pencils. It's like a free piano pencil when you buy something. And they had them in like a bowl.
Oh my gosh.
So I picked up the whole bowl and dumped it into my police hat and all the pencils. And I put the hat back on my head and walked out of the store with my mom. My mom had no idea what was going on.
Wait, who wears a police costume outside?
I have no idea. I was 7 years old.
It doesn't matter.
I was practicing my acting
career. Who was letting you wear a police costume outside?
Obviously my mom was. But so I walked out. I talked to my mom. I was like, Mom, guess what? Little Aiden with his high-pitched voice is just like, Mom, Look what I took. They were giving these out for free. She was like, no, Aiden, they weren't. They were only giving one for free. And I was like, uh-oh. So we had to go all the way back, and I had to apologize to them. And I almost feel like the police were shopping in there, too, and they liked my outfit, but then they saw that I stole something, so they were really angry.
No.
It was not a fun time, but I was really excited because I thought that I was going to have all these cool piano pencils for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh, my friend just texted me and said her mom is going to subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
So just shout out to my friend's mom.
Yes. Okay, next question is, do you sing in the shower?
I definitely used to, but, like, now I'm just, like, depressed in the shower. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, that's big moves.
Like,
depression,
like,
showers are the best.
Yeah, you know those ones where you're just, like, sad and you just think about life and everything you've done wrong? Yeah, that's what happens.
I feel that, but I definitely sing in the shower.
Of course you do. You sing all the time. Like, he just breaks out into song in the most random times. It's so weird.
Yeah, 150%. I'm singing all the time. I can definitely hear my sister shouting out to be quiet. I don't know. Who was your first boyfriend / girlfriend?
Well, we can't really say names on this because of privacy and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, in the future, when we do story times and it's about people from our school and stuff, we will use fake names, but like, just know all the people are real people.
Yeah, this is real events.
Yeah, real events, but we're going to use fake names.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's skip that question.
If you knew the world was about to end, what would you do?
Blow all my money. Actually, no, why would I even do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
No, I fully would. I'd fully, like, buy a Lamborghini or something and go around, like, driving, like, even though, like, I can't drive yet.
I would.
Something like that.
Like, eat all of my favorite foods.
Yeah, eat a ton of food for sure.
Yeah, and then I would just blow my money and, like, but I have no money. This is the thing. So, I feel like if I only knew it was the end of the world, like, if I only, it was only me.
Oh, if only
like,
you?
My parents, if my parents, like, didn't know and I just spent all their money, I would just get beat. So, I don't know what I would do.
Are we putting this in?
Yeah.
That was so good. So now we are going to do high school expectations versus reality, part of a high school segment that we have on Blah Podcast.
Yeah, the high school segment. Here we go.
So yeah.
So the first thing, popularity. So everybody, like, when going into high school, it's like, you have to be popular, like, do this, this, and this. But, like, I found, like...
Yeah, I found not really.
People
not
are, like, popular outside of school, and then,
yeah,
like, people...
in their own way.
But, like...
Like, I think, okay, for us, sometimes, like, in some grades, like, I'm assuming, like, maybe the grade 10 grade at our school is, like, very, like, all one group, maybe.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, only, like, a handful of popular kids in that group. But for us, it was, like, at least 10 different...
It was so weird. It's like relative.
And you can be like popular in your group,
and
it's only
group. Everybody had the same friends. Like, people from different groups would just have like different friends. And it was just, it was a fun time.
Yeah, it was a good year. It was fun. It was, yeah, popularity, being popular. I'm going to call that a expectation.
Yeah.
Not really reality.
It
wasn't for us at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't.
Well, you can see the kids who are like the popular.
Yeah, but like
kids
they didn't do anything. Like there was nothing.
But it wasn't like
there was no benefit. It was just,
there was no benefit in being popular.
And they were still nice. Like they'd still talk to you and stuff. Like it was just like nothing like the movies for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so next we have relationships meeting in a cliche way. Okay.
So
yeah.
You know, like when you drop your books and then you guys like bump into each other.
Yeah,
or
like first day of school, you're taking the subway, you fall on the subway.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. Have you ever seen Girl Meets World?
True.
It's so fast. Okay, something like that.
Replace for life? Yeah.
So something like that.
Okay, yeah, no. That's not how it works.
Yeah, not like that. But yeah, me like dropping your books.
Yeah, that's not a thing. If you drop your books, you're going to get trampled on the stairs.
That's
and
true.
That's about it.
What else is there? Dropping your books.
People just laugh at you.
Sitting beside each other in class. Yeah, that's kind of true. You just sit beside in class and start talking randomly.
Yeah, but it's not, like, cliche. It's kind of, like, you have to... It's not, like, the second you, like, meet them. It's, like, you have to kind of talk for a long time.
Yeah. So, I'm going to call that, like, definitely an expectation.
Did it work for you, Aiden?
Did it? No. Definitely. Did it or no? I don't know. With who are we talking about?
Aiden has like 10 girlfriends this year.
Which one? No, it didn't work. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. In between that. Okay, let's move on.
Moving on. It matters what you wear. Like, you know how in the movies, like, you have to have, like, the highest end fashion? But, like, literally, people wear pajamas to school.
Yeah.
Like, this
one guy wears
pajamas every day. Like, everyone wears sweats, like, nobody cares.
But, okay, so, like, I feel like a while ago, like, 10 years ago, nobody would really care, like, what name brands you have.
Yeah,
but, like,
true.
Now there's so many name brands out there.
There's a lot.
Are, like, making it big.
But, like, if you don't have them.
It doesn't matter.
But if you do, it also doesn't matter. People just wear it because they think they're cool. But, like, they have money, too.
That's like an expectation,
yeah,
I guess,
like,
too.
I don't know.
All of these are so far pretty much expectations. Okay, next is... It's a big deal if you mess up in class.
Oh my gosh. This fully is. People
fully
laugh
is,
at you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
People will laugh at you.
It's
oh,
so
this
bad.
Is happen.
But like, it depends what you do. Like, in
quick
your presentation.
Quick story time for me. If you mess up in your presentation.
Nobody cares.
Because nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, you care. You feel
like
everybody's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like my teacher in English class with Blaze, he asked me to read in the novel. And I wasn't paying attention, so I didn't know what part we were at.
Oh, no.
So I was just like, I was just like stuttering. I just had no idea. People were like telling me what page you're on. I couldn't find that part. He's like, start from different. And they're like, third paragraph in, page 200 and something. And I'm like, and he's just like, okay, moving on. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that, but I didn't really care. The lesson is
to pay attention in class, kids.
Yeah, pay attention in class. I guess that's reality. You feel bad if you mess up.
Oh my gosh, teachers are not going to baby you. So yeah, you know your grade A so teachers true. Who are like, teachers are not going to like they care run around as the school much. For you. Like, yeah. Whatever. No, they fully do. Like, oh my gosh. They will literally help you more than your middle school teachers did. And they'll literally hunt you down.
Yeah, middle school was a rough time. They will hunt you down.
Yeah, they will.
I feel like they're not trying to make you do good. Well, in my opinion, I thought all my teachers were against me. Like, they're trying to fail me. But really not. Because like my English teacher helped me out a
like,
lot.
These teachers
shout out
are,
to
like,
him.
More supportive.
If you're watching this.
Like they actually kind of do baby you. Like in some classes, like, yeah.
Yeah.
They do. But in others, like some teachers are like, nah. Like if you don't do it, then like whatever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways.
So that's the end of the podcast. First episode.
Yeah. It was fun.
Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Blaze Exeter.
And follow me on Instagram at Aiden Bushy. And follow the podcast at Block Podcast on Instagram. We'll try to get a Twitter up and
nobody running. Uses Twitter though. This is the problem.
Maybe.
Everybody get on Twitter and follow me.
Yeah, everybody get on Twitter and follow Blaze. And I don't even know what my Twitter is. I don't even know if I have one. I fully do. Anyways, well, yeah, that was the. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. We'll have another one coming soon.
That's a lie. Yeah, I literally go to camp.
But it's fine. We'll still have one coming soon sometime. We can record later on this week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a good one and
stay fresh.